back to the Gaza peace deal now, once it's approved by Israel, the Israeli Defence Forces will withdraw behind an agreed line and aid corridors will begin to open up again. We'll hear more about that in a moment, but first let's hear from the streets of Khan Yunis in Gaza, where there were celebrations at news of the deal. Gazans there celebrating on the streets of Khan Yunis. James Elder is spokesman for UNICEF. He's been on the ground in Gaza throughout this conflict. We spoke to him a few minutes ago and he was just outside Khan Yunis in the Gaza Strip when we talked to him. The line was a little bit patchy. I asked him first for his reaction to the deal overnight.
Oh, massive relief, Justin. It's so overdue. You know, my reaction is based on the reaction of children I see. You're seeing children smile. They understand as well. But I'm seeing children smile who are also hungry, Justin. So I think across the Gaza Strip, everyone, you know, they want to hear the bombs fall. So let's be clear. We heard airstrikes, you know, less than an hour ago. So there's still a lot of work to do. It's fragile. It's early days. But if humanitarian aid can flow, Justin, finally, after lethal blockades, and if mums promise their little girls they can go to bed and wake up the next morning without an airstrike, then we start. And that's what this is. I mean, Palestinians have lost so much, Justin. They've had so much taken away from them, loved ones, homes, the ability to feed their children. They've held on to hope because that's in their control. So we have to hope that today is something, is part of what becomes permanent for Palestinians, a permanent ceasefire.
Yes, we've been hearing this morning of what this ceasefire will mean for the people of Gaza, especially for the children. And I know you've been at the coalface. What kind of hope does this bring then for the people you've met?
Huge amounts. You know, I mean, Syrians see hope and education hand in hand. And they see hope for the future, but the future is only built on education. So right now, for example, for UNICEF, we know what needs to be done. Right? We know that we've got to get in super cereals for mums and children. We've got to get in, you know, hundreds of thousands of blankets, tents. We've got those things ready to roll. They're concrete. They give substance to the hope. But education is a very big one here. Gaza has bounced back time and again on the back of something very, very real. And that's on the back of doctors, of engineers, of computer scientists, of parents, of farmers. And that education has been systematically under attack, just like healthcare, just like agriculture. So for Palestinians, hope is education. That's a very big area that UNICEF needs to dive into, because education also, of course, Justin, is around trauma. You know, when this ceasefire, if it holds, then we have a real protection crisis, because that's when we start to have families reflect on the loss, and that's when we start to see trauma really come to the surface. There's a lot to do, but this is something we know what to do if Israel allows us to do it.
And part of this deal involves aid beginning to flow again. When is that going to happen, and is it ready to go?
It's a great question. It's absolutely ready to go. We have got countless trucks at the border. So it happens when Israel allow it to come in. It happens when they allow us to bring in, you know, the assisted device for thousands of wounded children that, you know, they've been blocked getting wheelchairs and crutches. We've got 1 million blankets ready to go. We want every child under the age of 10 to get a winter clothing kit and shoes. So UNICEF, you know, this is terrain that we've been waiting for a long, long time. Justin, we want all those things in. We want to get thousands of children out with urgent who need medical evacuation. So the needs are immense. We know what to do. We've done it before on a ceasefire. And right now, I think that everyone is feeling we have a moment to respond and children have a moment to heal, to recover, to rest. Damage done to children doesn't get fixed overnight when it comes to nutrition. That can be lifelong. That's what we're always warning about when it comes to a famine and when it comes to the impact on a child's body and a child's brain. So, yes, it will require one of the biggest responses we've ever seen, but countries need to step up. Very few countries stepped up in terms of not deserting Palestinians. Ireland was one who always kept its eyes on what was happening here, did not turn away, had a very, very strong voice. We need many others now who did not speak and act in the way that was needed for Palestinians now to at least step forward for funds for Palestinians as they seek to try to rebuild.
James, we've been here before. We've had ceasefires before. Do you think it's different this time? Do you think that this is a peace which could last?
Palestinians hope that. They're well aware of what they saw in 2024, and clearly a charade of ceasefire talks and, the promises made and the promises they would make to their children that the bombs will stop and those promises being blown up. Does something feel different about this? Yes, in a way. But also, I think, Justin, being here now again, it also feels different because people have got nothing left. Honestly, physically, psychologically, I talk to families in the north. They can't leave the north. They haven't got tents. They haven't got money for transport. They've got elderly parents. They've got children with amputations. The south is dangerously overcrowded. People don't have anything left, Justin. People talk about their resilience, but they can't just fall over. I don't know where they'd be in 3 months' time if this doesn't stop. So, again, using that sense of hope is what Palestinians have. Yeah, there is something that feels different about that. Maybe in concrete terms, maybe also because the level of desperation now is just so great.
That was James Elder from UNICEF speaking to us from Khan Yunis in the Gaza Strip a short time ago. It's 8:49.